When President Trump stated that we were going to be moving our embassy to Jerusalem, it seemed as though it surprised so many people around the world, both those who are pro-Israel and those who are anti-Israel. And yet, as far back as to where? George H.W. Bush, I guess, at least Clinton, Bill Clinton, there's been discussion about moving the embassy from Tel Aviv on over into Jerusalem. Now, my question to you is, number one, why have previous presidents, even though they said they were going to do this, why have they never done it? Donald Trump has. Why have the previous presidents never done it? And secondly, why is it that the rest of the world seemingly is surprised over this when particularly the United States has been talking about it for 20, 25 years or so?
Well, even farther back than that, Gary, because it goes all the way back to the time of Jimmy Carter as president back in 1976 when he pulled together Menachem Begin, the prime minister of Israel, Anwar Sadat, the president of Egypt, and then Camp David, the recreational center there for the president in Maryland. They got together and they came up with the Camp David Accords, a peace treaty between Israel and Jordan. So that shows the effort of presidents trying to deal with the situation. In 1995, the joint houses of the United States Congress passed a resolution that Jerusalem is the political capital of the Jewish people. And the problem has been there's never been a president with enough courage to follow through. They would continually postpone it. Now, they use the excuse, hey, this may cause violence to take place. Friends, violence has been taking place for a long time in the Middle East, and it's not because of the city of Jerusalem, albeit that's what the Islamic world wants us to believe. But the president finally said, this is obvious, this is what the Bible really says. It happened some 3,000 years ago, 2 Samuel chapter 5, when the Lord gave King David the city of Jerusalem as the political capital, and so he just wanted to follow through. You know, he made some promises on the campaign trail. I'm proud to understand that he kept the promise in particular on the city of Jerusalem. I'm not excited about everything Trump does, but I'm surely excited about this declaration.